Subcommittees of the House Armed Services Committee got busy this week and managed to churn out markups of the 2017 Defense Authorization Bill. The Personnel Subcommittee is proposing a 2.1% pay increase for active duty military members, and that's a bigger raise than the Obama administration has asked for. But members say they'll stand their ground. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni.
The House Armed Services subcommittees received some attention this week with the proposals in their markups of the 2017 Defense Authorization Bill. One provision that will have military families excited is a proposal to increase active duty pay by 2.1%. That's 0.5% more than what President Obama requested in his 2017 budget request back in February. House Armed Services Committee staffers say they're not budging on the 2.1% number, and there's no chance President Obama will be able to substitute his original 1.6% pay raise. If the raise makes it into law, it will be the largest pay raise for troops in about 6 years. Kelly Ruska, Government Relations Director at the National Military Families Association, says the 2.1% increase is tied to the Employment Cost Index. That measures the pay increase the private sector will get. Here's Ruska on how the increase might affect service members.
The past 3 years, the pay raise has been lower than the employment cost index. And so, this is part, just like civilians, this is part of their compensation package. And, you know, for military, it's spelled out in law that their pay raises would be equal to, would not drop below ECI. Just like civilians, service members, include this in their family budgeting, in their budgeting. Now the military, with the decrease in the basic allowance of housing that was included in last year's National Defense Authorization Act, we've also had some increase in health care fees. And last year, Congress also reformed the military retirement system. That's more money out of their pocket. So slowly but surely, service members are being asked to pay higher health care fees. They have a reduction in their basic allowance for housing. They're now being asked to contribute to their own retirement plan.
That's not the only big change the subcommittees proposed for the military. The markups want 27,000 military members added to the ranks. That's completely different from the Obama administration's plans to shrink the military. The White House wants to reduce the Army to 450,000 active duty troops by 2018. This markup adds 5,000, making the total active force 480,000 for 2017. Justin Johnson, a senior policy member at the Heritage Foundation, says the troop increase isn't something that came out of the blue.
The Army probably won't be vocally opposed to it, because we've seen both the current nominee to be the Secretary of the Army say that he thinks we probably need a bigger Army. We've seen other senior Army leaders starting to say, this number of 450,000 soldiers active duty that were, declining toward, that was based on a strategy that was developed and kind of approved by the National Command Authority before we kind of saw a resurgent Russia. So Army leaders, both active duty and now outside the Army, have been becoming more vocal in their kind of apparent view that the Army should be larger. But I think that it'll be interesting to see what that tension, if there's a tension between maybe the Army's official position, how vocal they'll be versus what the Secretary of Defense and others might say about this.
Of course, it's not going to be cheap to increase the number of troops. Johnson says it will cost $1.5 to $2 billion just for the increases in 2017. That doesn't account for any enduring costs. Where Congress is going to find the money has yet to be seen. The House Armed Services Committee's full markup will come out next week with the actual numbers. Johnson says it's possible Congress might create another contingency fund like the Overseas Contingency Operations Fund for the new president in order to pay for some of their plans. The fund would not be beholden to sequestration caps, just like the Overseas Contingency Operations account. Other parts of the subcommittee markups recommend giving each combatant command its own cyber red team. That would keep the commands prepped for cyber attacks and constantly looking for vulnerabilities. On the readiness side, Johnson said it's hard to tell where the committee is going until the numbers come out.
They've released policy language, but haven't shown all the dollars yet. So, and readiness really is largely a dollars and cents issue. We need, you know, to restore and increase readiness, it means more money towards training, towards maintenance, towards facility upkeep, things like that. And until we see where the dollars are in this bill, we don't have full grasp of what they're trying to do on readiness.
The markups also reject the Defense Department's request for another round of base realignment and closures. That's something DOD was banking on to save money in the budget. The department says it has excess infrastructure that is costing extra funds, but has yet to convince Congress that the bases need to be closed. Of course, it's important to remember these are only the first steps when it comes to the Defense Authorization Bill. There's a long road ahead before any of the provisions become law. Here's Ruska again.
The House Armed Services Committee, the subcommittees have released their MARC language today, and tomorrow each of the House Armed Services Committee subcommittees will meet to discuss what they call their markups of the National Defense Authorization language. And so that proposal will now then go to the House Armed Services Committee and then to the House floor. The House of Representatives will vote on it. And then in tandem, you have the Senate going through the same process. And if the House and Senate agree and that's passed, then that will go on to the President. And the President can always veto it if he so desires.
So, buckle up, because there's a long road ahead for the 2017 Defense Authorization Bill. In Washington, Scott Mazzioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.